Germany,
Greece,
Finland,
Spain,
Belgium,
and Turkey. Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when six countries get together to make a podcast in an e-training project? Listen to my radio, Breaking News.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Good morning, welcome to Listen to My Radio Breaking News, our podcast. Today we're going to talk about a burning issue. Do teenagers read? We're going to talk with two people from two different generations, Filippo and Giovanni. Filippo is a teenager and Giovanni is an adult. Filippo studies at a language school and is from Milan. In the future, he would like to work in a radio station and talk about actual and interesting topic. Giovanni is a middle-aged adult. He is from Milan and he works in an office. So, Filippo, what's your relationship with reading? Do you read books? How many books do you read? Do you have a favorite type of book?
Honestly, I don't read much, for two reasons. First of all, I have a lot of things to do when I'm bored, and they are certainly more interesting than reading a book. The second reason is that I have to do my own work all days, so I read a lot during the daytime. When I have a free hour in the evening, I prefer watching videos, listening to music or chatting instead of opening a book.
I see. What about you, Giovanni? Do you also prefer spending your free time in a different way?
I'm quite the opposite kind of person. I always read. I use my phone only for working purposes, not for reading news or watching entertainment. In my opinion, teenagers should read more, because reading helps to develop your memory and keeps it always active. I think that teenagers have time to read, but they don't want to do it because they think it's boring.
Well, I take your point, but I completely disagree with you. If a teenager wants to get some good marks at school, he needs to study a lot, and this is stressful sometimes. In the evening, it's hard to pick a book in the hands again. I want to mention another thing. Many teachers oblige students to read some books. Yet sometimes they are old and boring books, but teenagers are forced to read them. In this way, young people might lose interest in reading for good, because they might end up identifying it with the boring books schools gave them to read.
Yes, you are definitely right. Maybe schools need to be more open-minded and give teenagers the opportunity to choose the book they want to read instead of imposing them.
Another question for you both. Do you listen or read to news? Filippo, have you ever read a newspaper entirely?
I always listen to the news, but not on purpose. My parents always turn on TV during lunch or dinner, and I obviously watch it. Actually, I have never read a newspaper entirely. If I want to check the news, I can check it on the internet and get all the information I want in a free, easy and fast way.
I always listen to news on TV, and I read the newspaper like once a week. I can't stand not being informed about what's happening in the world.
I have got a last question for you. What do you think about e-books?
I think that they are the future. E-books are cheaper, e-readers are light, fast, and easy to carry around. You can read books in the complete darkness, and you don't have to get around the city to get a book in a library, because you can borrow them from a digital library or buy them online in a digital store. It's a huge revolution.
Yes, I know what you mean, and I partially agree with you. E-books are convenient, but you will never experience the same feeling that you have when you are holding a book in your hand. You will never know if you are approaching the end of the book until you looked at the page number. Books will always be better than e-books.
Books have existed for 700 years. They have never evolved. Nowadays, we have the technology to do something different. Why not using it? It's going down.
Thank you, Filippo and Giovanni, for taking part in our podcast. And what about you guys? What is your relationship with books? Do you read them? Let us know your mind. Leave a comment. You may even take a picture of you while reading and post it on our Instagram account. Goodbye until our next podcast.